Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. My dad was taken down to Lincoln this week. He will be spending a few weeks at the Madonna Center, where they will be doing some intensive physical therapy. Mom went with him, so that will leave us a little short on help around here, but we are excited that Dad has improved enough to move on to this program. I want to thank Eric and Ruth Brown of Lexington for letting Mom stay in their Lincoln home. I would be worried about not getting her to come back, but I know she misses her horses and her dog. The boys survived Saddle Bronc school. Wyatt is still pretty excited. He made a pair of shaps before we went, and now he and Bud, the local saddle repair technician, are working on making a halter, and Wyatt is trying to figure out how to braid a hack rein. He also thinks we need a bucking chute and an arena here on the ranch. This is starting to sound like another do-it-yourself project that is getting out of hand. Zane got planted on his head his last ride, and is now an inch or so shorter, and he did not have any extra inches to spare. He's been waiting for his back to stop hurting before he climbs onto another bronc, but he did pick up his lariat and threw it at the roping dummy for the first time this spring. I even grabbed one of the long ropes I picked up while down in Texas and put in a little practice time with Zane. If a person is not real handy with a short rope, adding 20 or 30 feet in length is probably not going to help his roping, but it does let you throw a bigger loop. This morning I'd like to share a poem by a friend of mine from Arizona that I crossed trails with in Texas, who probably knows how to handle a long rope. His name is Rolf Flake, and his family, ranching roots in Arizona, go back to before Arizona was a state. This morning we're going to hear Rolf's poem, Dang Near Died.
About the old halfway ranch, I'll tell you a tale that near shortened my life a few years. Always leery of snakes around the old barns and crails, I've got no love for snakes, only fears. 'Cause I've always maintained that it's the very same dead if you die 'cause you're bit or you're scared. If your heart up and quits, I'm telling you sure, you're deader than dead, I'm afeard. The old ranch was abandoned, nobody lived there. The old buildings was in poor repair. But we still maintained the old well and pump house, and its condition was just short of fair. I was carrying some feed into store it one day, had both my arms full with the sack, and I walked up and pushed the door with my arm. But what happened next set me back. The old door kind of drug when I pushed it that way, so I just bumped it harder by heck, and I dislodged a snake from up on the sill, and he fell right down around my neck. Talk about scared. Boy, I come unglued. I throwed that sack of feed at the sky, and I jumped nigh 40 feet back whence I came, and I gave a great loud yell, ki-yi-yi. It was hard to tell which one was scared most, me or that dadgum snake. He went crawling off just as fast as he could. He'd had about all he could take. Well, he wasn't a rattler. I could see at a glance, but the biggest old blow snake around. But it don't make no difference, like I told you at first, and it took me a half hour to calm down. My old heart was a-pumping as fast as it could, and I thought it would quit me, that's right. And it's the very same dead if your heart quits from fear as it is if you die from the bite.
Thanks, Rolf. And thanks to all of you for riding along on Homegrown this week. I hope it's raining at your place, and that you'll join me again next week for another edition. Happy trails!